Hello, it's Wednesday, September the 29th, and we are in the final section of the fourth servant song in Isaiah 53 and beginning at verse 10. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And so on. It was God's will to put him to grief. God did it. Yes, Satan did it. Yes, sinners did it. The Romans did it. Judas did it. But ultimately, God did it. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, it was you by wicked hands that took him and slew him, but it was all by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, Peter said. Now, he shall see his offspring. Who are the offspring? And the answer is you and me, those who believe in him, those who trust in him. Millions and millions of them. There weren't many at the time of his crucifixion, but in the 2,000 years that has passed, millions and millions of people have come to put their faith in the Lord Jesus. And we read, he shall be satisfied at the end, at the beginning of verse 11. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. That's Jesus right now, isn't it? Sitting on his high throne, looking down over the accomplishment of his work, his church being gathered until that day when he comes again and eventually creates the new heavens and new earth in which his church, his ransomed, redeemed church, will enjoy forever. He will be satisfied. And that's a wonderful thought for today. Well, I'm going to have one more look at the fourth servant song tomorrow, but that's it for today.